Welcome to the newly renovated, this is quite a place, newly renovated front room of the Paradise Lounge. I'm David O'Leary from 92.9 BOS. How are you tonight? That's what we wanted to hear. We got some Flaming Lips fans. How many people are going to the Orpheum tomorrow night? Make some noise if you're going to the Orpheum tomorrow night. I was online earlier today. I want to read you what Amazon.com, who gives the new record like 4.5 stars. This is what Amazon.com is saying about this band. We'll work on the extra half. These dimpled mop tops from Oklahoma have transformed into wizened elder statesmen of sonic adventuring. Is that a good thing? I dare you not to enjoy yourselves tonight. Would you please give a warm 92.9 BOS welcome for the Flaming Lips?
All right, nice one. Hello, everybody. So this is supposed to be kind of an impromptu special show just for you winners, right? They said that the Flaming Lips people would call up, and they were. I said our fans are determined, not crazy, you know, determined, and they would call and call and call the station to be. I guess it was the fifth caller. Well, it's always a weird trick, isn't it? The fifth caller. How do you know? I mean, why is that? I know, because they can just pick. Who would really know who was fifth? Only they would know who was fifth. But I'm glad all you all were fifth callers and you worked hard for us. Thank you for coming to this thing.
You gonna rock?
We are.
We're gonna try to rock.
We are gonna play.
We're gonna play some songs that you guys. Some songs that you guys probably will know, but some that some of you might not know. Well, I've got this patch of my eye. Can you guys see that? We throw a bunch of confetti at our shows. And, you know, we throw it up in the air and all that. Some of you guys have probably seen us play, and we throw confetti all over the place. And about one out of every five shows, a piece of confetti will get in my eye or Steven's eye, and it just sits in there. And you're doing something, you kind of blink a bunch, and it gets stuck up in there, and it'll just get stuck in your eye. And it'll be in there for a couple of days sometimes, and my eye had swelled up over the last couple of days. And to alleviate the sort of disturbing thing, like when, because it really looked bad this morning, didn't it? It looked like I was in a fight or something, and it was really swelled up and stuff. And so to alleviate it looking overly disturbing, and you guys can take this as some advice for yourselves. If you have a horrible blemish that's sort of out of control and looks like it may be like a birth defect or a deformity or something, and you don't want people to feel any sympathy in that way, just put a Band-Aid on it, and then people think that you just got in a drunken fight the night before or something. So that's the story I'm telling. But Steven thought it would have been great if I lied and told people that me and Beck had gotten in a fight last night. And
that would be great.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Shit out of you.
Yeah. And I was telling him, no, I don't want to play that fucking song. He's like, you stupid old man, and he popped me in, you know. But that didn't happen. That hasn't happened at all.
I would pay money to see that, actually. Yeah. I would pay money.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you want to start with the Beck song? I'll do that. Let me start with the Beck song. Right?
Sure, yeah. Sure.
Or you want to do it at the end? Come on, I'll do that. I'll segue to the Beck thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you want to do that?
You guys are all ready, huh? Yeah, you got me there?
We're winging it here, so.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
just lay low.
Oh, Corey, the gorilla boy there. Yeah, as some of you guys probably know, we're playing with Beck. And it's, and not only are we playing, you know, as the Flaming Lips, you know, we're his band as well. Right? So we were, you know, when he comes out and plays, and the people that play with him, it's us, right? And we started to rehearse with him over a month ago in Los Angeles, and he's got a big production. And it's very strange sometimes working with a guy who we're not on the same bus with him or in the same hotels or anything, and we sort of show up and then he walks in and we do songs together. It's a very strange scenario sometimes, isn't it? Yeah, but we truly love some of his songs for sure. And a song that we really really loved off his new record. We'll play a little bit of it for you right here. That way, it's sort of, you know, it's Flaming Lips Beck special thing. Because usually when we're doing this, Beck is doing my bit. And then we're just playing, you know, we just join him.